everyone. Welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. What does it mean to be worthy? Does it mean to be perfect? And if so, how are we ever supposed to reach that? Today, I'm going to be sharing with you the quote of the day and what it says about worthiness. So make sure you don't go anywhere.
Hello, you're tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, nice.
So this is...
Today's quote is by Garrett W. Gong, who is a member of the Quorum of the 70. He says, "To be worthy does not mean to be perfect." What a simple and powerful statement. Sometimes we're just so hard on ourselves, too hard on ourselves, because we're not perfect, because our lives aren't perfect, and because we make mistakes. Sometimes because of our past decisions, we may not feel like we're worthy of others' love or of God's love. In a talk by Marvin J. Ashton, he shares an experience that he had with a woman, and he asked this young woman who was thinking about getting married, and he asked her if she was going to have a temple ceremony. And to that, she replied, "I would like to, but I'm not worthy." And he then asked her who had determined her unworthiness, who had told her that she was unworthy. She replied, "I did." She had determined her own worthiness instead of allowing God to do so. And to that, Elder Ashton said, "When we take it upon ourselves to pass self-judgment and simply declare, 'I am not worthy,' we build a barrier to progress and erect blockades that prevent our moving forward. We are not being fair when we judge ourselves. It's not up to us to decide our worthiness. It's up to God. And God isn't asking us to be perfect or to be sinless. He's asking us to do our best, to try and be like Him. He knows that there are going to be times when we're going to come short of that. He knows that there's going to be times when we'll be weak and we're going to need some help. He doesn't expect us to do it all on our own. Don't judge yourself too harshly. Don't feel that you aren't good enough or worthy of God's time or God's love. If that were the case, then there would be no hope for any of us because none of us are perfect. I personally think that God rejoices more when He has a child who makes mistakes and then realizes that they were wrong and changes rather than those who never waver or, you know, those who are perfect. Our worthiness to God is not defined by our perfection. It's defined by our heart and our intentions. It's defined by our constant trial and error. It's defined by never giving up and trying again the next day. Don't criticize yourself. Don't tell yourself that you are unworthy. Let God decide. Let God help you out and let God help you change. That was the quote for today. But did you know that you can also visit MormonChannel.org and download these quotes? They come in these beautiful images and you can print them out and hang them out on your fridge or on your wall or wherever. They're just always a sweet little reminder to me and I love being able to see them every day. Thank you guys so much for listening today. We will see you right back here tomorrow for another uplifting topic. We'll